This brand has nailed digital, science, skincare, and built a very cool hybrid. And Gen Zs are going gaga about this brand, by the way. Yes, today we are here in Deconstruct headquarters, Bengaluru, trying to figure how they have achieved this. You know, they are using digital platforms like YouTube, I mean, to the core. And itne zyada features to hum bhi use nahi karte. Main wahi samajhna cha raha hu, how are they making this possible? Ab startup mein invest karna hai, to founder se to milna padega. So let's meet her and try to impress her with my communication skills. Hi, ma'am. May I?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, I am Abhinav.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you.
We have Malini Adapureddy, founder and CEO, Deconstruct. Ma'am, can you show me around? And I have some questions for you.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's go.
Let's do it. How did you get this idea of starting a brand like this, which is digital first, which is, you know, Gen Z friendly and science based? What was the idea behind it?
So, you know, when I actually looked at the market, we are a 5-year-old brand, right? So 6 years ago, when I was just thinking about what next for me, and when I saw the market, I've seen that the entire market is filled with these brands which were giving these tall claims, mm-hmm. as if the consumer who is using them mm-hmm. do not understand any better, right? So I think that's basically, it irked me. That's okay. How entire Deconstruct story started.
Awesome. And I mean, it will be amazing to understand, especially when you are digital first, how much a digital platform is important to you. And for example, if I talk about YouTube, we have shorts, we have long form, we can go live, we can integrate YouTube shopping products, right? We can tab and just reach the product page. There are so many things to explore. How important is it for a platform to be versatile in your case?
So in our case, given that we cater to a lot of tech-savvy mm-hmm. Consumers, what's very, very important is that the platform has that kind of a critical mass for us to okay. reach our audience and reach our consumers. And then second is about the educative content we put forward. So the kind of formats that the platform offers should also be friendly for consumption of such content, right? Okay. Like bite-sized educative content. You know, I think these are the two things for us which are very, very important for us to choose as to which platform would we want to prefer over the other. Like, we do a lot of performance marketing ads. Yeah. It comes in various formats and products from Google. We work with creators on the platform, okay. particularly. Yeah. And that also helps us reach a lot of audiences.
Which is your favorite, shorts or long form? What do you enjoy?
I think shorts,
okay.
Because in this era of short attention span,
yeah.
shorts give you that really bite-sized, yeah. quick info.
Yeah. Okay, platform is there, you know, content is there. Creators, how do you see creators? How important are they for your product, for Deconstruct?
So creators bring in a lot of credibility.
Okay.
Because they are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. They have actually created some sort of trust for amongst their followers, right? And when you associate yourself with a creator, that trust automatically extends to the brand. Okay. And hence, I think creators definitely form a very important part of, any sort of consumer reach we do.
Okay.
Particularly like creators on YouTube has been, though I love the short form content, I think long form content, which is primarily only offered on YouTube, is amazing, especially if you want a full-fledged review about your product,
yeah.
or if you want to give out a lot more information than 60 seconds, right? Because yeah. there are a lot of involved audiences.
Sun lete hain unse jinhone skincare ko aur zyada fun banaya hai. We have Dr. Achal, a very renowned dermat with us. Dr. Achal, welcome.
Hello.
आपने स्किन केयर को इतना मजेदार बना दिया है, इतना क्यूरियस फैक्टर उसका बढ़ा दिया है. सो स्टार्टिंग विद डॉक्टर आंचल बिफोर शी वॉज ऑन यूट्यूब एंड डॉक्टर आंचल आफ्टर शी इज ऑन यूट्यूब, हाउ हैज द लाइफ बीन?
ओह, लाइफ हैज चेंज्ड ट्रेमेंडसली.
I started out making videos just wanting to educate people क्योंकि इतना ज़्यादा misinformation था online. लोग steroid creams लगा रहे थे गोरे होने के लिए, under eye में steroid creams लगा रहे थे, कुछ pack लगा के पूरा photoshop किया वाला videos वो लोग believe कर रहे थे. तो you know I just wanted to be like a voice which was giving genuine authentic information out. शुरू वहाँ से हुई. But of course it you know took off in a way that I never imagined.
So you must be doing a lot of brand collabs, right? This is a very sensitive, you know, space where you have to be very responsible before, you know, putting the information out. Are you picky with choosing brands? Do you do your own research? How is it like?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very, very picky. You know, though it might seem like I'm taking on every brand, but no, you know, no. I mostly reject most of the brands.
Yeah, she's rejecting. You must be rejecting 100 and picking 2 or 3.
Very, very few because... See, there are a few things I have to look into whenever I pick a brand. First is the ingredients have to make sense,
okay?
And how transparent the brand is with revealing what all is there in their product. Okay. The ingredients should make sense. The claims should not be overarching.
Content bana liya, brand integration bhi ho gaya, video taiyar ho gaya. उसे डालना कहाँ है, लोगों तक, कस्टमर तक कैसे पहुंचाना है, लोगों तक कैसे पहुंचाना है. देयर कम्स द डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म एंड यू आर नेलिंग इट ऑन डिजिटल, स्पेशली विद दिस वेरी पर्टिकुलर नीश, वेरी लिमिटेड नीश. उसके बाद भी आपका कंटेंट इज डूइंग ग्रेट नंबर्स. सो एनी एनालिटिक्स दैट यू यूज, एनी प्लेटफॉर्म टूल्स दैट यू स्पेसिफिकली यूज?
I just use the YouTube analytics to judge how my video is doing, where I'm losing the audience, how long is the retention process, because I also make long format videos along with shorts. So yes, so just the YouTube analytics is what I look at. But you know, more than that, I think the feedback that I get from people, the comments, is what I value the most, because that from that I learn what the real concerns are and what kind of content they actually want to watch from on this channel.
How have you created this very loyal audience, and especially with your niche? Because it depends on the platform. Like, people watch my video, they'll scroll out and they'll forget me. But with certain platforms, you actually building connection, long connections, right? How have you planned this? How do you?
Correct. So, you know, I always look at social media content in two ways. Either you go wide or you go deep. Okay. So when you go deep, that is with, you know, long format content. So when you make long form content, which is more than 5 to 6 minutes long, then the person is very invested in what you're going to say. So then they're going to remember you for longer and also going to come back for more content that is going to be produced. So that is how I achieve with long form content. But then if you want to reach wide, larger number of people, then short form content definitely works. So I make a mix of long form content as well as shorts. And also one good feature that shorts has that people in especially, you know, who are interested in skincare really tend to like is the shopping feature. So whenever I talk about products, they always, you know, the first question is, where do I buy it?
Link
bhejo, where do I buy it? I did not find it in the pharmacy, where do I go?
Yeah.
So having that shopping feature really helps. Yeah, it makes it very easy for somebody to buy it instantly. So that is something that they really tend to like.
And best part is shopping, checkout, sab karke, they will again come back to your video.
Yeah,
they won't leave your channel. Now, how does creativity transforms or actually resonates to a real business impact? We are going to ask CBO of Deconstruct, Mr. Prateek Jain. Ye cabin naya construct hua hai. Hamare paas Deconstruct ke CBO hai. Prateek, how are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Pleasure meeting you, man. With so many things happening in digital world, you know, people are consuming long form, short form, especially short form is very cluttered.
Yep.
So how do you take that call? Which platforms to, you know, opt and where to put in your money?
One of the things that YouTube Shorts has done for us is that it has been able to get us to a very new kind of audience, a very incremental audience. And this audience that YouTube Short has, and even the creators that YouTube Short has, is a very, you know, it has its own style. It's not very polished. It's rough on the edges, but very authentic, right? And I think that is what has really worked for us, to be very frank. And second thing is that, you know, as we kind of explore more about YouTube Shorts and YouTube, we feel that the audience on YouTube is comes with a very different kind of intent.
Mm-hmm.
They come to know more. They come to kind of educate themselves, right? And that way we have been able to kind of really get to this audience in a very, very good way, in a very, very effective way. Yeah. YouTube is a research platform.
Yeah, it's a search engine. It's a video search engine, right?
So when people come here, they actually search, like, you know, like Deconstructs has a sunscreen for oily skin.
Yeah.
Right? So people search on YouTube, hey, sunscreen for oily skin.
Yeah.
And details about it.
Correct.
And that's why the YouTube audience actually is seeking that kind of educational content.
And any campaign that you still remember?
I think when we did a 24-hour live dermathon with like top dermatologists in the country, you know, okay. Went out for 24 hours. Uh-huh. I think YouTube was the default platform for us because nobody else has the infrastructure.
You streamed it live?
Yeah, we streamed it live for 24
how cool.
hours.
How cool.
And we were live there for like with someone, I think 15-20 okay. Dermatologists. Like these are really certified dermatologists who are talking about skincare. Yeah. And that's on YouTube.
So but how cool is that, man? People are using live IRL. Brands are using it. I didn't know that. That's a cool, you know, brand campaign idea for other brands as well. But thank you so much, Pratik, man. Yeah, lovely speaking to you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. The real game changer today isn't just what you are building. It's how you are telling your story. And that's where YouTube comes in. Creators today aren't just amplifying brands. They are humanizing them. They make a brand feel like a friend, not a sales pitch. They simplify, entertain, and connect. It is then when the power of YouTube comes in, enabling reach, relatability, and that magic connection between creators and audiences. So here is what I have cracked today. Notes bana lena. Creators are the bridge. They help brands speak human. Audiences crave connection, not campaigns. YouTube gives you space for storytelling at scale. Long form or shorts, both matter. Whether it's a detailed brand film or a 30-second idea burst, YouTube gives space for both depth and discovery. And most importantly, when creators and brands grow together, everyone wins. So guys, with so much learning, I'm off to build my own brand now. Step one, shoot a video. Step two, upload it on YouTube. And step three, manifest virality, guys. Guys, I'm building my own brand. Send me resumes, okay?